been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche, and we just came back there from a set of albums celebrating differing anniversaries.
That's right. All of these albums are celebrating a milestone anniversary this week. We actually just heard from Suede, the British band that really blew up the British charts back in 1993 with their debut album. It's a self-titled record. It was released on March 29th of this year, so actually technically it will be next week that it's going to have the anniversary, but we're celebrating it just a little bit early. Fantastic group that explored a lot of stranger arrangements as they went on. Their first album, though, is pretty much a straight-ahead, I would say, revisionist glam rock record that takes so much from bands like Roxy Music, T-Rex, and Bowie, and just makes great effects with all those influences. We heard two tracks from them, one of them from the album proper, and one of them a demo version that they cut for Island Records before declining their offer and actually going with Nude Records instead. Very apt, considering what's on their album cover for this record. We heard the demo version of Metal Mikey, and we preceded that with the track Moving, which is found off the proper 1993 record.
Before that, we heard a pair of tracks from Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy. This was released back in March 28th of 1973. And was this the one that had no quarter on it?
No, that was actually Led Zeppelin 4, I believe. Oh, no, actually, let's check the track list.
I believe it was. Anyways, we heard a pair of tracks from this. We heard the rough, the rough mix version of Dancing Days, which most people that know Zeppelin have heard. This is a little different version. The vocals are slightly different. There's not as many overdubs, and it's just more of the band playing live.
Yeah, it feels like an in-house live recording session, which I actually prefer. If you dig that, you can find that off of the deluxe edition of this record that was released in 2014. Before that, we heard The Crunge from the album proper when it was released in 73. Their homage and tribute to the music of James Brown.
Yeah, it's really funky. And, yeah, this album, they explored more, I guess, lengths of songs, especially with songs like No Quarter and
Well, the song remains the same as song, another one.
Yeah.
Ocean, of course, being another. Like, there are so many great songs on here. And yeah, it does have its hits, but there's also this kind of divide where I find this album starts splitting Zeppelin fans, and I think that's always the sign of a better Zeppelin album. But this one is fantastic, though, and even though they were definitely going to access to the, you know, the point of parody at this point in their career, they could still had a few good records under their belt, and they were the biggest band of the 70s for a reason, as far as I'm concerned. Great stuff from Zeppelin. And then starting off with a major anniversary, the 60th anniversary of Please Please Me, the debut album from the Beatles, which was released on March 22nd, 1963.
Yeah, we heard a pair of tracks, some originals from that album, There's a Place and Misery, to Lennon-McCartney originals. Mm-hmm. And as we were talking about earlier, before this point, bands didn't really do original material. And yeah, this was part of some bands that started changing that.
Yeah, and definitely this was the case. You mentioned a few others, such as The Who and Rolling Stones. That was the case. But the Beatles were primarily one of the starting points for this. And it's interesting that this album never really saw the light of day in North America. It was repackaged along with tracks from their subsequent album, From Meet the Beatles. And it wasn't until the 1980s, during a reissue campaign for their releases on CD, that they unified the international releases and had those as the standard bearer records. So for a while, unless you got it imported, you actually could not get a copy of Please Please Me in North America. A fantastic record, though. And the band would definitely go on an uphill journey from there,
yes,
exploring all sorts of songs and exploring all types of success, commercial, financial, and critical. But yeah, that's the humble beginnings of this band. We might even hear another track from it a little bit later on in the program. But coming up next, we're going to be hearing some newer releases that just recently dropped.
Yeah, we're going to start off, we're going to hear some music from Love Language. They have a new release out. And yeah.
It's called Indian Cowboy, and this is a play off of the Anishinaabe roots of the lead singer of this group. It's a really great punky indie rock record, and she touches on a lot of themes of marginalization and isolation from having this intersectional identity. a great songwriter, as is with Frankie Flowers, who we're going to be hearing after that. We're also going to be hearing music from Bonnie Trash, Pyle, and a new song from Olinda.
Yes, the second song from their single they released a couple weeks back, called The Chalice. Lots more in this set. Stay tuned. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Yeah.